Our topic today is captioned, Singles Watch the Red Light. In regular traffic rules, the red light indicates stop. And you should expect anything negative when you move against the warnings of the traffic light, including accident. And of course, you are aware that some accidents can be very, very fatal, including the loss of life. Many people regret their marital choice today because they ignored the warning signs before marriage. Research clearly shows that divorce rates around the world today has exploded, especially over the last two decades. The probability, we are told, of a first marriage ending in separation or divorce in the first 5 years is about 20%, and in the first 10 years, about 33%. And the average age of couples going through divorce is about 30 years old. This is really alarming. The truth is, for every Christian, there is always an inner witness for you to know if you are heading in the right direction or not. If you have warning signals, singles, don't ignore it. Most behaviors and habits that people complain about after marriage concerning their spouses did not just suddenly spring up. They were indications at the beginning, which were either unnoticed or ignored. Contrary to the world that says love is blind, beloved, when it comes to the issue of marriage and relationship, your eyes must be wide opened to vital details before you say yes, I do to anyone in marriage. Singles, let me tell you this, and this is very crucial. Marriage is a lifelong journey, and forever is too long to live in regrets and pain. No one has the ability to change or transform an individual. Only God does, and of course, with the willingness of the individual involved. Therefore, if you cannot live with certain character or habit that an individual exhibits now for the rest of your life, you shouldn't wave it aside. That is a red signal. No one can fake bad or good character for too long. It will definitely show eventually. Indeed, character is like a tree. The fruits will definitely show very shortly. Marriage is for your enjoyment and not for your endearment. Therefore, listen carefully, singles. If you lack peace concerning any relationship while you are single, marriage will not change it. You are going somewhere. Don't destroy your glorious destiny. The truth is, a broken courtship is better than a broken marriage. Don't ignore these warning signals. Number one signal, if the person is not born again. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14a, the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Listen, beloved, church membership, let me tell you, service unit activity and involvement, even closeness to leadership, to pastors or other spiritual leaders, does not equal being born again. Salvation is a personal experience with God. For any relationship to survive, it must have a common foundation, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11 states very clearly, for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If the individual is not saved, let me tell you, you are not saved with him or her. Do things of eternal value matter to him or her? Your stand for Christ is the foundation for building a godly marriage and success in life. Salvation with evidence and fruits to show is what you really need. Young men, let me tell you this. Don't marry a Delilah. Judges chapter 16 verse 5 tells us Delilah was told to entice Samson. Samson lost his eyes. You will not lose your destiny. Don't marry a lady, young man, because she can sing. Remember, Lucifer was actually a great singer before he fell. Before you marry a young lady, young man, single man, watch, can she pray for 1 hour? And young ladies, don't marry a Goliath. Remember, Goliath was tall, but he fell like a pack of cards. Saul was lanky, but you know how he ended. Young people, don't dig your own grave. Be sincere to yourself. Warning signal number 2 is constant disagreements and argument. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Agreement in marriage or relationship holds the potential for happiness, joy, and celebrations. It provides a platform for confident and strong relationship that is built on trust. Lack of agreement, I must tell you, in vital aspects of life leads to frustration in marriage. For instance, agreement should be there spiritually. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, vital areas. For instance, it talks about repentance, faith, baptisms, and that includes water baptism, Holy Ghost baptism. It talks about laying on of hands, eternal judgment. Before you say yes, I do to anyone in marriage, do you agree in this basic and vital aspect? Has he truly repented? Does he believe in Christian character? Does he serve God? Does he attend fellowship regularly? Is he or she a giver? You must make sure you pay attention to those areas. Physically, it's also very important. Are you attracted to each other? What do you think of him or her and his or her lifestyle? How about his or her appearance, his or her stature? All of these are very crucial. So that it will not be after marriage, you start thinking, oh, this lady is too tall for me. I had wanted someone shorter. Oh, this man is too fat for me. I had wanted somebody slimmer. Take note of all these areas. And of course, mentally, can you deal with his or her level of reasoning? His or her level and sense of judgment, educational background, his or her views on important issues of life and topics and beliefs. How about his or her financial values? Is he somebody or someone who is covetous? It is said that like minds attract each other. Is he or she materialistic? Beloved, don't marry someone who is materialistic so that you will not end up worshipping things the rest of your life. Remember Lot's wife. She ended as a pillar of salt. That will not be your experience in Jesus' name. Number 3, one is signal. Making frequent excuses for him or her negative behavior. Making excuses for a shortcoming once in a while can be accommodated, but when it becomes too often, then you should check it. That's a habit. Don't always have to give reasons why he or she is in a bad mood, for example, or rude, or uninvolved in church activities, or hostile, or violent. If you are always too careful around him or her, then it's a red flag. Indeed, when something feels wrong in a relationship, that relationship is actually wrong. Understand, beloved, most bad behaviors won't change because of marriage. Change comes with a choice. Signal number 4 is lack of respect for boundaries. It's very important to set boundaries even before you begin a relationship and adhere to it. Boundaries talks about do's and don'ts. Where to go, where not to go, where you can be found, where you should not be found. And indeed, a man or woman who will not honor your boundaries won't honor you. Quality boundaries brings about respect. Lack of boundaries is lack of respect. It's better to be single, beloved, than to be in the wrong relationship. Any relationship you are in should draw you closer to God, not farther away from Him. Don't compromise to keep anyone. God should be more important to you than anything else. Don't be deceived, especially ladies, to think or say, well, I'm advanced in age. I cannot afford to wait any longer. It's better to wait than to waste. Your destiny shall not be wasted. Warning signal number 5, and finally, is family and friends don't approve. Beloved, God puts us in relationship with other people for fellowship. He also puts us in relationship so that the old can offer the young wisdom. Titus chapter 2, verses 2 and 4, paraphrased, says, the aged men and women to teach the young. There is great value in engaging productive, truthful, and godly feedback from those you are close to and who know you better regards any new relationship. This is very crucial. If, for example, there is a common consensus, whether negative or positive, among family and friends on this person, then you should listen. Don't turn deaf ears. Your future is colorful. You will not lose it. In some cases, they see what you don't see and what you ignore. In this part of the world, there is a proverb that says, and I believe this is very important, what an adult sees sitting down, a child can see standing up. So listen to corrections, to advice, and to counsel to family members. Take caution. You have a great future. In conclusion, the key to avoiding Mr. and Mrs. Wrong is in being honest, being open and willing to assess the warning signals and to engage with those who love you and who are willing to help you see better. Don't hesitate to let go of any relationship that pulls you away from God, from your purpose, and from self. Some of you under the sound of my voice right now, you are into relationships that you know is not right. As you receive this word right now, receive courage, receive grace to let go where necessary. Your blessing is right at the door. You shall not miss it in Jesus' name. Finally, you must be born again. You want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Say this prayer after me from your heart. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, congratulations, you are born again. Connect through the social media handles at the bottom of your screen and send in your testimonies to the email address below. And always remember, God is too faithful to fail. I love you. See you next time. Bye.